Armed men kidnapped Marisol Mora Cuevas from her home in Mexico on Sunday, just a week before national elections. Cuevas is the mayor of a city in the eastern Mexican state of Veracruz and the second mayor of the city to be disappeared. In the run-up to next Sunday's elections, candidates running for various offices throughout the country have reported being intimidated and threatened. Meanwhile, the special prosecutor for electoral crimes care has received hundreds of complaints of election offenses, including voter bribery, as Election Day nears. On Monday, in the busy Mexico City International Airport, three policemen were shot and killed by two federal state officers suspected of working for drug traffickers. In the contentious race for president, however, the harassment and violence has reportedly been avoided as a major topic of concern in campaign speeches. Enrique Peña Nieto, candidate with the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, continues to be pegged as the frontrunner in polls, followed by Andrés Manuel López Obrador, running for the presidency a second time, with the left-leaning Party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD. Obrador lost his 2006 bid for the office to current President Felipe Calderón by less than 1% of the vote, a result that he and his supporters view as manufactured and illegitimate. This time around, Obrador has pledged to be a unifying force of elected, proposing a cabinet that includes members outside of his own party. The populist Yo Soy 132 movement has not officially aligned with any candidate, instead turning out hundreds of thousands of protesters during multiple demonstrations to oppose a return of the PRI to power, which held the presidency for nearly 80 years before the PAN captured the office in 2000. Yo Soy 132 also called international attention to allegations that Televisa, the largest Spanish-language broadcasting network, sold airtime for candidates and gave disproportionately favorable coverage to Nieto during the 2009 midterm elections. The Guardian this month substantiated their claims and this week broke news that Televisa ran a unit codenamed Team Hancock, dedicated to enhancing Nieto's image. My guest is Ruben Tapia. He is a producer of Enfoque Latino here on KPFK, the longest-running Spanish-language news magazine show in Los Angeles. Welcome to Uprising, Ruben.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you're preparing to actually go to Mexico for the elections, and I want to announce that KPFK is going to have 8 hours of special programming covering the elections on Sunday, and we'll give details about that a little later in the program. Ruben, how is the mood in Mexico right now, as well as here in the U.S. among Mexican nationals who are gearing up to vote? Does this election seem to be more important than past elections?
Well, you know, it's very, very important, this election, and the mood. It is like in two different levels, in my opinion. First, there's a lot of enthusiasm because, you know, the Jewish movement started more than a month ago to energize the political campaigns because they start to see that what you were reporting, you know, there's no fairness in the way that main Mexican media, particularly the electronic media, cover the different candidates. Actually, there's been allegations of strict operations to favor the PRI candidate. But, you know, I want to tell you that right now in La Jornada appear this figure. Seven of every three Mexicans believe that it's possibility of a fraud this coming Sunday.
Three out of seven Mexicans believe that?
Seven out of ten. 71% is what they are saying. Now, in the meantime, you know, the left coalition that is proposing López Obrador accused the PRI of having 1,800,000 debit cards from a big store, La Soriana, you know, in order to bribe the votes, you know, the people to buy the voting, you know.
So over 1,000,000 debit cards from a major store to exchange for people in exchange for their voting cards?
That's correct. You know, so that's the situation 2 days before, you know, the election. So there's at the meantime, the violence has been, you know, a constant. Right now, you were mentioning Marisol Mora Cuevas, which was kidnapped yesterday, was found dead. You know, so it's part of this at least five politicians that have been killed during these 3 months of political campaign in Mexico.
Now, what exactly is the voter participation expected to be in Mexico? I mean, despite the dangers, I understand that there's expected to be very high voter turnout.
Well, but, you know, there's different. Yesterday we interviewed Jorge Alberto López Gallardo, which is a mathematical scientific from the University of Texas in El Paso. He wrote a book about the electoral fraud in 2006, and he is projecting that it's going to happen again because he did an analysis about all the way that this computer voter counting is acting, and is saying that you know, the possibilities are high, and expect that there's going to be at least around 50% or maybe less of voting participation. You know, but yesterday too I interviewed another Mexican analyst, Samuel Smith, and is kind of along those lines. So, but when I interview people from the Obrador campaign, if you see what happened in Mexico City last Wednesday, more than a million people, you know, gathered in this Zócalo to say that they're going to be participating, and then they say that they are assuring that 400,000 people is going to be covering all these 140,000 voting places, which is going to be setting for the Mexican elections coming Sunday.
What about the polls? It seems as though a lot of polls, most polls, if not all of them, are showing that Enrique Peña Nieto is leading. I'm wondering what you think about the veracity of these polls. Andrés Manuel López Obrador seems to still be trailing Nieto by at least a few percentage points, if not more. Do you trust these polls?
No, not at all. You know, the thing is, you know, actually this scientist was telling me yesterday that, for example, one company was having a daily polling, and he was demonstrating that it is not possible, you know, in order to have a credibility on this polling in a daily basis, you know, how they are just more than 60%, they just interview like more than 1,000 people in a constant number. So they are not, you know, these polls are not really representative of what really happening in Mexico. There are pollings that are, there are, you know, people that pay the polling. They are is by order, I would say.
Now, given the level of skepticism that you mentioned, 7 out of 10 Mexicans expecting there to be voter fraud, the revelations that the media has been colluding to give some candidates more favorable coverage, it is surprising that there will still be a high voter turnout. What do you make of voter faith in the process? Is there just this high level of participation in the hope that if enough people participate, the election may actually be fair, or are people just, I mean, I'm just surprised that people are still going to participate given how much they expect for their vote to not be counted.
Yeah, but I think, you know, well, it's a big question for me. I'm going to be traveling with people from Los Angeles. We're going to be traveling to Tijuana because the Mexicans that were not able to have the mail-in voting, which was a very low, less than around 50,000 people, we were against this mail-in, the way that they can vote through mail. Like the last figures, just 30,000 in the whole country just send their mail-in voting. But the rest that we are not able to, we're going to have to travel myself to Tijuana. There's going to be some people from us. Some indigenous organization is putting together a...
And you're talking about Mexican nationals in the U.S. who are eligible to vote are going to be traveling to Tijuana to cast their votes?
Yes, or mm-hmm. people that have double nationality that they can vote.
Dual citizenship, yeah.
Yeah, the citizenship. So we are going to be covering this. But, you know, there's a lot of campaigns who are not seen yet, because a lot of people have been doing the social media. So Mexicans through the history, they have been, you know, one of the characteristics is we, you know, don't say much, but at the end we decide to say that's it. And then might be the case this coming Sunday, because what's happening in Mexico is really serious. You know, I'm going to tell you, yes, in Juarez, in Chihuahua, there's more than 200,000 people from Juarez now living in El Paso with no documents because the violence in Ciudad Juarez was still happening. More than 60,000 people have been killed. Out of every 10 killings are being investigated, only one.
And also drug-related murders in the past 5 years have been estimated at tens of thousands. The World Bank has estimated a 50% national poverty rate in Mexico. So the stakes are very, very high.
Absolutely. So we are in a state of emergency, actually, which is not being portrayed in the media. The media, you know, and everything just looks like everything is okay. There's a political parties like a very fair contest, and then Mexico is going, okay, they have problems like everyone, but now the figures, the general macro figures, is Mexican has been growing, Mexican community has been growing a little bit, but now it's going to be, after the election, is going to be everything okay, like kind of like a Disneyland fantasy, while in the reality, you know, a lot of people is in suffering, and a lot of people is in fear about the violence, but it's not been stopping. It's still increasing, and there's no hope that it's going to be getting better.
Finally, Ruben, what about Andres Manuel López Obrador's candidacy? I'd like for you to comment very briefly on whether you think if he does have a good chance of winning, and if there isn't voter fraud and he does win, he could represent a new chapter for Mexico.
You know, I have hopes that he can win, but the key part is the Mexicans go to the polls in a massive way. You know, this scientist that I interview, López Gallardo, says that at least there has to be like 80% of all the people, which is estimated that 80 million people are registered, you know, so there has to be like 80% outcome in order they can prevent any fraud, because you know Federal Institute, which is going to be counting the votes, they say that there's no chance to a fraud. But the last information that they say is now you can it's going to be like for a pencil, it's going to be marked instead of a particular marker that they were using before. The last minute they say no, now it's going to be a pencil because this marker might have a problem. So we don't know exactly what kind of pencil special they're going to be using now. And this is the last minute announcement that I was saying.
Well, Ruben, we will certainly follow this story and be covering it on Monday. I want to wish you the best of luck and thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Ruben Tapia is the producer of Enfoque Latino, longest-running Spanish-language news magazine in Los Angeles. And on Sunday, July 1st, on the day of the elections, KPFK is going to have 8 hours of special programming covering the elections. There will be a two-hour special from noon to 2 p.m., produced and coordinated by some of KPFK's Spanish-language programmers, including Ruben. And then our coverage will pick up again at 6 p.m. when polls close across Mexico. There will be 3 hours produced by the Contragolpe team, which will also be reporting from Mexico City and anchored from KPFK studios by a team that includes Ernesto Arce from our news department here. And then at 9 p.m., three more hours of coverage of the historic elections by the same team that brought you the earlier coverage. So there's going to be 8 hours of coverage, noon to 2 p.m., and then 6 p.m. to midnight on Sunday.